honest with you. And this won't take long for me to express my thought to you. And it's really, if you'll turn, I'm going to read a text. And it's found in the book of Proverbs, and chapter number 10. And everybody can quote it. How many knows the verse without looking? How many knows the verse I'm going to read about instant wealth? The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow with it. You say that's all there is to it? No, it's not all. I got some stuff I want to read to you. And I'm going to tell you how to be instantly rich. Amen. Wealthy. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich. Now you think I'm just joshing you. I'm not. They make you rich, and they add no sorrow. Now, the riches of this world sometimes come with some sorrowful things, like greed, pride, envy, jealousy, suspicion. But the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Oh, I need to get this to you tonight. Woo! In this world, there is 6,780,000,000 plus people in this world we live in. 6,780,000,000 people in this world. Nearly half of those, 3 billion of those 6,780,000,000, they exist on $2 a day. You're rich. You know what it takes for you to be wealthy tonight? It's one simple thing. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. $2 a day. How many people did you say that was? Almost half of the population of the world. 3 billion people. You say, I don't believe it. Look it up for yourself. You know why you don't believe it? Because you're blessed. You're too blessed to believe it. $2 a day. Well, 365 days in a year. That's an annual existence of, do the math. 300 days, $2, $600. How much? Say, I don't think I'm going to like this sermon. I didn't think you would either. You say, you've been breaking our hides. Why don't you give us a few sugar cookies? I'm scratching them up. One night I'll rot your teeth out one of these nights. Huh? Hey, listen to me. $2 a day. If we could get our eyes open. You say, well, I'm not rich compared to others, compared to almost half of the world you are. Huh? Housing. 1.1 billion people have no or little housing in the world. You say, I don't believe it. I said billion people, 1 billion have no housing. Amen. Listen to me now. food. 840 million people in the world are undernourished. 6 million children die every year as a result of nothing to eat. You're trying to make me feel guilty. No, I'm trying to make you feel rich. That's right. I'll be done in about 20 minutes. Less. If I could get us to see how wealthy we are, I think we'd come in here with a little better attitude toward God and His blessings upon us. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. 6 million children a year die of starvation. Hunger pains. Nothing to eat. Not even a bowl of rice to sustain. You say, it's hard for me to believe. It is. Because we're looking from the prism of the blessings of living in America. Amen. Electricity. Nearly 30% of the world's population has no electricity. 2 billion people. We come in this morning shaking in our shoes because one heat pump had went down. Huh? And I was just a little bit agitated at my technician because we hired him to come over here and fix it. Then I got to thinking about my sermon and I thought, we're rich. Huh? Try it. I'll be done in just a minute. I got a few more things I looked up I want to read to you. It was just about amazing to me. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm not. God's blessed us. I think we ought to feel blessed of God. Amen. Now listen. Listen to this. Clean water. Over 1 billion people do not have sanitary water to drink in this world. 2.6 billion people have not sanitation. Education. 1 billion people in the world can't read their name or sign their name. 1 billion. How many feels blessed tonight? Are you helping me preach? You say, are you preaching? I am. Amen. There's 300,000 people in the United States of America that are homeless tonight. 300,000. Nowhere to get in out of the snow. You say, I don't believe it. You know why you don't believe it? You're too blessed to believe it. Oh, come on now, church. I tell you what, it ought to change. We ought to open our eyes and see how rich we really are. Huh? You know, in the world, in the 6.8 billion people in the world, that 8% of people in the world own automobiles. 8% of people in the world own automobiles. You know how many percent in America owns automobiles? 90%. At least one and most more than one. America's blessed. Huh? Amen. America has 5% of the population. Uses 40% of the energy in the world. America is blessed. We are blessed. You are. Hey, you know what it ought to make us do? It ought to make us generous. It ought to make us thankful. It ought to make us, amen, accountants to count our blessings. Amen. The blessings of the Lord maketh. You know, all we got to do is open our eyes. Huh? I said, all we really have to do is open our eyes. One person in America uses the resources of energy and gas and oil in comparison to an African Ethiopian. 581 Ethiopians to one American. You see, you're trying to make us feel bad. I am not. I read this. I got to looking at this. I got to praying the first of the year about my own self. And you know, and I really feel like preaching to you. I'm not going to preach much tonight. But I really feel this morning, you could tell the Lord had been dealing with me, I guess, if you were listening. Amen. Talking about how that we were in debt to the world. And I'm going to tell you the reason we're in debt to the world is because we're in debt to God. And the world is on God's heart. There's no way we can be a Christian and not have concern for those that are less fortunate than we are. Now, I don't know. Being a preacher, and I tell you what, the word gets around, and I don't know hardly how to end this or how to. I'm just trying to get your attention. I like for our children to get our children's attention. And I like for us adults that to get our attention and realize that we've got more really than we need. You're not saying amen because you're not looking. We really do. We have excess in a lot of ways. Amen. And a lot of people don't have excess. They don't have enough. Some don't have anything. I thank God, really, I really believe if we become the church that God wants us to be. Amen. We'll appreciate what God has gave us. We'll not be wasteful. We'll not be extravagant. Well, if Brother Zane was here, he'd say we're going to vote. What he tells me when it gets a little tight, he says, we're going to vote. Huh? I'm going to tell you. God help Randy Webb. That's all I want to tell you. God help Randy Webb to live in a country, be blessed of God like I've been blessed, and not have any more compassion on the poor. Amen. Those that are without the gospel. Can I tell you, God has a global vision. I don't know what kind we have, but He has a global. Now here's a cop out right here. Well, I'll tell you what, preacher. I don't really have a call for the mission field, and this is not what I'm talking about necessarily. I don't really have a call for that, but I'll just put my money in the plate and I'll just sponsor somebody that does. How many has ever used that? How many has heard me? It's a cop out. It's quiet in here. He's called every last one of us. You feel that? I said He's called every last one of us. This morning, was it this morning? My memory, it don't matter that much what day of the week it is. I don't think. Y'all think I can't remember half the time. This morning I talked about the call to sing. Was it tonight? This morning, whenever it was, I talked about the call, and I said, but you know, every one of us are called. We have a higher call, a call to worship, a call to do what we can do for God, a call to give what we can give. You say, well, I give to the church, pay my tithes. That's right. That's your tithes. That belongs to God. How about offerings and alms? How about the poor? Huh? How about the poor? He that lendeth to the poor, or he that pitieth the poor. Can anybody finish it? He that pitieth the poor lendeth to who? To the Lord. Come on now, church. You say, preacher, let us up. I'm not going to do it. Amen. I want you to leave here feeling wealthy. You say, well, I can't hardly pay my bills. Maybe we got too many bills. You don't like us preaching, do you? You'd rather me get back on television or something, wouldn't you? Well, this is holding us too. Huh? Open your eyes. You're really rich. Pull them little old youngins up. None of them got spinal bifida. None of them, if they're not autistic, Come on now. If they can feed themselves, read their Bible, write their name, ride the tricycle, you're rich. When they can say, I want a happy meal, instead of being happy for a meal. You've always helped me preach over here. If I can get y'all behind me, I ain't afraid of the devil if I can get y'all behind me. That's right now. Amen. You feel rich yet, Brother Mike? I'm trying to make you feel rich tonight. All we got to do is open our eyes and realize, amen, that we make probably 100 times more than half of the world. I really feel like God wants us to be blessed, you know, with food and raiment, housing, place over our head. Yeah. It don't have to be the longest thing on the street, does it? I really feel like God wants us to do with what He gives us to make it convenient for us and our children, comfortable, and maybe up for a rainy day. But if we get so tight, we get so brown, that we can't help somebody, they don't hardly have nothing, and we've done got too bound and too tired. Jesus said, you fed me when I was hungry. I didn't feed you, Lord. When did I ever feed you when you were hungry? When you've done it to the least of these. Amen. I'm done for now. Just wanted to set you up here a little bit. Amen. How many now, honestly, can go out of here tonight saying, I really am rich? See the hands. If I miss somebody tonight, I want to preach a little bit more. I missed a few. Some didn't raise their hand. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you're richer than you think. If you're saved, and I got several other scriptures that I wrote down this evening. If you're saved, amen, then you have the riches of Christ in your life. And I want to tell you right now, amen, and I don't understand what's happening to this world. When they will trade the peace of God, the sanctity of their soul, they'll trade their good home, they'll trade friends that'll stick close as a brother, they'll trade all of that for some old thing out here in the world that's gonna fade away in just a little while. I don't understand that. I'll tell you what people's done. They have failed to see that they are rich. Amen. They're blessed of God. And the blessings of the Lord. I want a mom and dad that's got kids in here. I want to hear you say amen. The blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow. Can you say it, mom and dad? The blessings of the Lord is what makes rich. Amen. I want to ask you something. Would you rather your son be the senator in Virginia? Amen. Or would you, if you had to choose, or to be an honest man, which one would you choose? You say, well, a senator can be an honest man. Oh, I know he can. They just don't. Huh? If you had a young girl, amen, you would rather her be on the cover of some magazine somewhere, or would you just rather be virtuous, amen, and humble and bashful? Come on now. I'm going to tell you, I come to church because it is a deal that I could not refuse. Praise God. When Moses said, I chose rather the reproach of the people of God as to enjoy the treasures in Egypt, brother, he done seen the end of the matter. Somebody say amen. Oh, boy. How many gets my sermon? Do I need to read those? I left a lot of statistics out because I know you'd gotten up, and I know you think I was just trying to make you guilty and browbeat you. I'm not. I'm trying to get you to pray through and realize I'm blessed of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Oh, I know we get in a bind. And I know because of our lifestyle, because things are expensive. I called the power company again. It don't do no good, but I call them. Somebody brought me a load of wood and I appreciated it. He gave me a good old load. I mean, he stacked it in like cordwood for $50, full load. I thought, my goodness, there is a saint of God alive. I went out there and I thanked him for it. Gave him a little bonus. $5. Huh? That's right. And I was talking to him. I may have told you this. I talked to a lot of people. If I've untold you, just hold your hand up. Hallelujah. I know some of you. And I told him, I said, I'm trying to get around Appalachia Power. And I said, I've got this going. I got my heat pump off and my quilt on. Huh? And I'm trying to, and my electric bill was still $500. I don't know. Something's loose somewhere, running out on the ground. I don't know what it is. Amen. If you see me out hanging up clothes, Brother Kenny, in the snow, you'll know I've lost it. Hallelujah. Huh? But he said, I'll tell you what my daddy does. He said, I went in the other day, and he was sitting down in the kitchen and said he was writing out his power bill. And said he writes out, Appalachia Power Company /crooks. He said, and I laughed like y'all laughing. He said, don't laugh. He said, he does it every month. They cash it every month like that. Hey, somehow or another they get her cashed. Amen. I don't know. But I'll tell you, they may be a lot more month than they are money at the end. I know that. Amen. But I'll tell you what, if we'll look around, praise God, and realize we throw more away. Amen. And some poor soul, amen, has. Amen. We ought to just throw our hands up and say, I'm blessed to God. Woo, I feel like preaching to you a little bit here. Hey, man, I know we get old and our hair falls out and what don't fall out turns gray. Hey, man, and I'll tell you, things fall apart on us. Hey, man, and don't work out just right. But every now and then, we ought to take a little deep breath in what lungs we got left and realize God's let us live a lot longer than we deserved. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm glad I'm serving the Lord. And I want you to know, I don't have a sad song to sing. Amen. That's right. Amen. My tune's not a country song. Amen. My tune is a victory song. Amen. I serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. And I come before His presence with singing. Hallelujah. You! I tell you, my little old kids growed up. I love them. They ain't little, are they? I loved them. They were so entertaining. I didn't have to go to the comedy barn. I had a comedy in my barn. And I'm not making fun of them, but boy, they were humorous growing up. I'd work and I went to building, you know, just trying to, I was called to preach, and I went in the building trying to get out of the rat race, just to be out of the mainstream. And I'd have to work. I'd price it cheap, Brother Charlie. I hope you don't do that. You're going to work for hours. I hope you don't. Your heart don't cause you to get a burning here. I priced her cheap. Always had work. Not much money. I'd come home to a warm house. Huh? You just got a home, somebody there that loves you. You ought to say, mark her down. I'm a wealthy man. I like to teach our young people. I've made enough mistakes that I could give them a whole book on things not to do in life. Huh? I told my own son, and I'll just tell you, and I'll embarrass him, but I've done them all like that. So I don't see no need to make a difference in them. But I told Isaac, I said, if you'll stay on your knees and out of debt, you will make it. Huh? Was that good advice or not? How'd you learn that? The hard way? Huh? But it'll work. I tell you what, if you get married and Isaac's got a gem over here. But I'll tell you what, if you get hooked up and one of them's not satisfied, always wanting something else, something bigger, brighter, more of it, to keep up with the junk. I like to meet the junk. I'd say there's a deep in debt that can't hardly breathe. Huh? I'm going to tell you, we're blessed to God, ain't we? Huh? Ain't we, Brother Don? And I tell you what, the best is yet to come. I said, the best is yet to come. Y'all ain't going to catch me over there. Not for a long time. I'm going to be, whoo, doing all around them golden streets? Saying, I'm rich. I'm wealthy. Amen. You are tonight. If you get your eyes open, you realize you're already rich. Amen. I'd like to hear the church say amen. We get ourselves in pickles. You can stand. We get ourselves in some pickles sometimes of our own doing. Yeah, we do. And we have to dig our way out of it. Yeah, we do. Amen. But I'll tell you what, if we can see how well off we are, praise God. Like that little old woman, and you've heard me tell it, I read this, it just blessed me so good. She invited the preacher down to her house, and he really hated to go and put her in a place to have to feed him and her support. He went in there, and according to the story I read, they sat on peach crates and an old table with a little wore-out cloth over it. Hardly had anything to eat. And she just wheels around in that little old room, big old smile on her face, and sat down, folded her hands, and asked the preacher to say the blessing. And she said, I'm just so excited to have you here. She said, I can't believe we got all of this in heaven too. Huh? And she didn't hardly have nothing. Amen. But she could see. Huh? How about it? The Bible said that a dinner of herbs was a banquet. If you had the grace of God. That's what it said. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, and I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Sing it. I want you to take this little, whatever it was I did tonight. And I want you first to look at yourself. And I want you to realize just how wealthy that you really are. And when you get a good look at your wealth, I want you to find somebody else to look at. And see if there's any way you can help them in their need. I dare you. When you fix your budget out, anybody ever hear of a budget? That's not the rental car place. I hate them. I like to just ramble along. That's the way. But I tell you, you get in trouble like that. Sometimes we got to sit down and write down what we got coming in and what we got going out and see what we're going to do. How many understands what I'm saying? When you make your budget out, somewhere in the outgo, but you write down there, charity. Is it in the budget? Oh, you mean what I give you, preacher? Now, is that what you call charity? That's God's money there. That's the tithes and offerings. That's right here. What about charity? You ever went by somebody, got one of them signs up, we'll work for food? You ever have a Lord stop you and make you turn around and go back? You say you just think too much, preacher. You make it hard on yourself. I mean, I went through Wendy's, got me a big old double cheese. Fellow standing there, I seen him as I went up. I had to go back and give him my double cheese. Said he was hungry. He said, "Oh, you're just such a saint. Don't make fun of me like that. Did you think I enjoyed it? I learned some lessons. Huh? I'm rich. Huh? I'm rich. I ain't got 2 nickels sometimes, but I'm rich. I don't want. Sometimes we get ourselves in a jam, but with our own doings and our logger-headed ways, talking about myself and all of them related to me, friends and relations. And I say, Lord, have mercy. Don't let folks look at my life and say that poor old guy serving that poor old God can't take care of him. Now that ain't right, is it? I'm almost done. I know sometimes, now listen to me. I know sometimes preachers get in a situation and they're not took care of. I know that. Not here, not me, but sometimes it does. But now, God intends for us to be able to survive. Amen? And to be blessed of God and realize how blessed we are and help someone else. Can you say amen? I'm going to let you go with this. I read the history of one of our presidents, Woodrow Wilson. And his daddy was a preacher. And he was also a farmer. He had to farm to make ends meet. And he worked at this for this church. And he kept beautiful, those Belgian horses. He went in to buy some feed. And his daddy, the preacher, went in. And Woodrow was sitting on the bench. And the men of the church, some of the men of the hierarchy of the church he pastored, was sitting over there on the bench and watched his daddy go in. And Woodrow Wilson's daddy was a little skinny fella. And them men sitting up there on the bench admiring his horses. And he said, "Hey, boy," he said, "how come your daddy is so skinny and he's got these real fat horses? What's going on here?" And he said, "Well, best I can figure, sir, is my daddy feeds these horses, and y'all feed my daddy." Smart aleck, wasn't he? Huh? I'm going to tell you, sometimes God's got a way of taking care of his people. And then you know what he wants us to do? He wants us to take care of those we come in contact with that need help. Hey, you say, "I can't afford it." You can't afford not to. Can you say amen?